It's been 3 months since terrorists began holding hundreds of Nigerian girls captive. To try to end the crisis, one South Florida lawmaker is once again turning to social media. Matt Laszlo has the story from Washington, D.C.
Months ago, people across the globe let their disgust be known via Twitter over the kidnapping of 200 schoolgirls by the Boko Haram terrorist group. South Florida Democratic Congresswoman Frederica Wilson says people can't let up pressure now.
3 months without our girls means that the time is now to keep pressure on the Nigerian government. We must tweet with the fervent passion that extends beyond the glamour of a breaking news story. We cannot slow down. We cannot lose momentum. We cannot rest until our girls at home.
Wilson took to the House floor to rally support and lead what she hopes will be a Twitter storm for the captives, using the now famous hashtag #BringBackOurGirls.
Tweet, tweet, tweet. Keep tweeting.
Congresswoman Wilson says she hopes the West African nation will strategize with its neighbors, where the girls are believed to be held captive. I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.
A group calling itself Don't Let Florida Go to Pot says a proposed constitutional amendment to legalize medical marijuana would lead to recreational pot use in Florida. An anti-marijuana activist from Colorado spoke at the group's news conference yesterday, saying that is exactly what happened in her state. Kelvina Fay of the Drug Free America Foundation calls Amendment 2 de facto legalization.
It's not just the legalization of the use of marijuana, not just about somebody smoking pot in their bedroom. It's a big marijuana industry that will be legalized if it passes.
Supporters of the proposed constitutional amendment strongly disagree. They say doctors should be able to recommend medical marijuana when it's appropriate for treating such diseases as cancer. Well, it's been about a year since Florida Power and Light demolished its outdated oil-fueled power plant at Port Everglades. But as WLRN's Julia Duba tells us, construction for FPL's new natural gas plant is underway.
It took about 6 months to clean up all the rubble from last year's demolition. Now FPL expects the new natural gas plant to be up and running in about 2 years. The project will cost $1.2 billion. The company says the plant will produce cleaner energy with fewer emissions and save millions in fuel costs. It will produce over 1,000 megawatts of energy, which is enough to power about 260,000 homes. This plant is the third of its kind for FPL. The others are in Riviera Beach and Cape Canaveral. I'm Julia Duba in Miami.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.